I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root artist feature. I have the pleasure today of talking with Jess Bernhardt, who is the executive director of Mighty Rights Media, as well as her partner, Stephanie Moran, who is the creative director of Mighty Rights Media. Ladies, how are you doing?
Pretty well.
Pretty good. Thanks, Floyd.
Glad to have you all in. Jess, let's start at the beginning. Well, first of all, you are a volunteer here at Wonder Root. You've been here for quite some time, and it's always fun to get a chance to talk to the volunteers around here who actually have all these amazing things going on beyond Wonder Root. So let's start at the beginning. Where did the idea for Mighty Rights Media come from?
The idea for Mighty Rights Media was born in a pub with some friends. I studied human rights, and I was at a pub with many friends from the course. And we were just talking about sort of our frustrations with the way that human rights are done, the way that they're perceived as sort of this kind of anachronistic, stuck in the 90s, very just kind of like by your bootstraps type of thing. And we wanted to also move them out of what's typically considered a very legal political discourse. They tend to be very situated in that, and we don't often think about the interpersonal and the emotional and the artistic as much as we should in relation to human rights. So we were sitting around, you know, having a couple beers and came up with this idea for a way in which we might attack that or approach that, I guess is a friendlier word. And we really wanted to leverage that humanity and that complexity of the individual, which really can be approached best, I think, through art.
What's the scope of Mighty Rights Media?
As in, what do we do?
I'm sorry. Let me back that up. Let me be more specific. In terms of, because I guess I've looked at your website. I know some of what you're trying to do. So talk about the global scope and some of the issues, some of the specific issues that you are attempting to highlight through your work.
Okay. Mighty Rights Media hopes to be very global in scope. We're drawing information and art from all over the world about every human rights topic. And if you look into human rights, you'll see that that's very, very broad. You know, there's almost nothing that can't be classified under the umbrella of human rights, for better or for worse. And so we're really hoping that we'll draw cast a really wide net over it and get information and art from all over the place. That's kind of an important note about Mighty Rights Media. We're featuring art, but we're also featuring information and reports and all sorts of projects from organizations and nonprofits around the world. And we're trying to really rigorously link them up and situate both of them in a deeper context and in dialogue with one another. So that if you look at this photo series or something about workers' conditions in Nigeria, then you can also read a report about it or look into an organization that is working on that type of thing, or also find a photo series about worker rights in Somalia or something, and just really be led through this interconnectivity of all of it.
Stephanie, what is the process, I guess the curatorial process, of linking the art with the issues and making sure that the art tells the story of the issue correctly and accurately?
Well, we'll be accepting submissions from artists and as well as from organizations of basically anything that they want to highlight. And then what me and Jess will do is link it together and just kind of create like a deeper context around each one. So it doesn't necessarily, not each piece has to tell a very, very specific story. We don't want the art to all be kind of cliche, this is about human rights, because as we were saying, human rights is basically everything. And a lot of the pieces we hope will just kind of deal with what it means to be human. And so we just want to build like a web, a network, so that people can maybe start to think about things or look at pieces in different ways and just kind of be more informed.
So is the art meant to be more contextual in terms of painting a picture of the people who are in these areas and maybe giving some humanity to the words or the information that people are being exposed to?
It can be anything, really. The scope, the breadth of what we are hoping to accept is really quite large. It can be quite a figurative painting of people in a community, or it can be a more abstract idea about a broader topic. It's just basically anything, and then our job will be to link it together to kind of make some sense for the audience.
Where are you right now in the process, Jess?
We are currently building the website with the very generous help of Alex West. So we're building that out, and we're starting to contact artists for submissions and organizations, and we hope to be launching in the next month.
What has surprised you in a good way as far as the progress that you've been able to make thus far?
Personally, how willing people are to help, because it started up, as I said, as this idea in a pub, and then I decided to really pursue it. I left London, obviously, and pub culture, and then came here and decided to pursue the idea. And I assembled a board of wonderful people who are very involved. They're less a board, more a startup team. Alex West, who I just mentioned, is helping us build the website out of the goodness of his heart. Stephanie came here from Cairo to work on this project. So it's just, I've been very almost overwhelmed by how willing people are to help for nothing.
Let's get a little bit deeper into your background, because I think maybe that has, I think your background just gives some more context to probably how you're approaching Mighty Writes. So could you give some background story on, well, not just yourself, but maybe even how you and Stephanie met and how that's kind of progressed to where things are right now between the two of you as well as with Mighty Writes Media?
In a sort of cliched way, and maybe you disagree with this stuff, but we're sort of global citizens, quote unquote.
Yeah.
if you want to tell your personal history.
Yeah, I'm from Greece, Palestine, and England, and grew up in Jamaica, Jordan, and Belgium, and I went to school in London and have lived in Spain and Egypt. I come from a history of art background, but me and Jess actually spent time together in middle school in Jordan, so we were always kind of connected on Facebook, you know, in each other's, like, radius. But this, yeah, we really came together again with this project.
And I was born in Thailand, and then we moved around Southeast Asia, Bangladesh, Pakistan, and then we moved to England, and then we moved to Seattle, and then we moved to Indonesia. And then after that, I lived in Jordan, and I lived there for middle school and high school. And subsequently, I've lived in the U.S. and in Cambodia and in London for a few years. And now I'm back here in the U.S. And, yeah, it's a great way to experience the world, I guess. But
Jess, is there...
Does that affect Mighty Writes Media?
I'm sorry, Jess. I wanted to ask you, is there a specific story that... throughout all of your travels and the places where you've lived, is there a specific story that you think may have been the catalyst for either A, how you see the world, or then B, maybe giving you the impetus to start Mighty Writes Media?
There was this probably will sound very tangential, but I was working with a woman who was doing a lot of research on Native American communities and nations, and she was really trying to help them build what she thought that they needed to build. So she was going in and doing a lot of advocacy work and a lot of a lot of very broad theoretical, abstract kind of academic things. And then one day she was pulled aside by one of the members of the community, and he said, "You know what we really need? We really need crutches because we have a lot of people who are injured and we don't have crutches for them." And she kept saying, but yeah, we'll get you some crutches, but we have these bigger, broader, abstract goals. And he was saying, really we need, like, these medicines and crutches and so on. And I just remember that really impacting me. And it maybe sounds counterintuitive because I'm sure Mighty Writes Media sounds quite abstract and broad. But I think that what it's largely about for me is allowing people to tell their own stories and say what they need or what they don't need. And just, letting that information come from them in a way that often in human rights I fear that it doesn't, that we kind of impose what communities need and what progress is and what development looks like, rather than allowing a very personal expression of what's required in a community.
I don't have a particular moment, but I think as we were talking about backgrounds before, I think just so we're so fortunate to be exposed to so many different types of culture and people. It's probably a million different stories. And I think when you're just so globally aware of issues in like just different cultures, it's difficult to kind of ignore that, you know?
Have you identified any other organizations that you think are going to play pivotal roles in how Mighty Rights will grow or fulfill its mission in terms of getting the help that these communities need? Because it seems like Mighty Rights will do a great job of presenting the issue and the information, but what is that next step? Are you partnering with certain organizations to help actually address the needs that will become more more prevalent or more visible?
We are not. Our plan is to stay much more in an informational, conversational sort of space. We'll be very eager to connect people back to the home websites, you know, and we'll have sort of the third element of the website is kind of a community forum. So there will be a bulletin board and, you know, a lot of discussions and dialogues around these issues. And so if an organization needs a volunteer or something, they can post that in the bulletin board, and hopefully we'll have a very wide, engaged readership, and that will be useful to them. But in terms of more directly assisting, we're planning, certainly at this point, to very much kind of stay out of that and allow that networking and everything to go on sort of on the side. We're very much hoping to occupy the space of, like, informing and engaging.
So with that being said, how can we all help?
Well, you're helping right now, Floyd. A weekly podcast.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. But in terms of more specifically, anyone who hears this podcast, if they are compelled to join the team, join the movement, donate, what are some of your needs? How can people who hear this contribute to the cause in a variety of ways, I guess?
Well, the first thing they can do is just visit the website when it launches and play and really become engaged with the issues and see what comes from that. Also, yeah, we accept donations.
Yeah, if you want to give us your money, we won't say no.
We won't say no. No.
Even better if you're an artist,
yeah,
or an organization or an individual who is, you know,
or you know someone that is.
Yeah, we'd love to have submissions of art. I mean, that's one of the biggest things for us right now. We're really trying to build this gallery.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great platform for the artist to show their work on a global scale, on an online gallery. So it's a win-win, really. And we are very open-minded to what is submitted. So don't be put off by, oh, what is human rights? And I don't know if my art speaks to that. Submit it and we'll see, you know?
Jess Bernhardt and Stephanie Moran from Mighty Rights Media. Give the last pitch for everyone to get re-energized, I guess, in how they can get in contact with you all and join the movement.
Can I give out my phone number on a podcast?
If you're willing to receive those calls, then sure, go right ahead.
Well, you can get on our website at mightyrightsmedia.wordpress.com. You can also look at the new website that we're building. Sort of a shell of that is online at mightyrightsmedia.businesscatalyst.com.
Like us on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter. No, but really, do.
And you can email me, Jess. It's jess@mightyrightsmedia.com.
And Stephanie@mightyrightsmedia.com with a PH and an IE.
And my phone number.
The moment everyone was waiting for.
Is 404-539-7492. All Mighty Rights Media inquiries are encouraged.
I think that was a podcast first. I think that's the first time anyone has ever given out
call me
their phone number on the podcast. This is historic right now. Well, Jess and Stephanie, I do appreciate you all taking some time this morning to talk about Mighty Rights Media and all of the work that you all are going to be doing. And I thank you.
Thank you, Floyd.
Thank you very much, Floyd.